This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity. Right here on the real side. Yeah, always helps when you press the right buttons, doesn't it? Here I am screaming on the other side of the mic, and nothing is happening. Anyway, if I hit the right button, then something happens. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563, if you want to be involved in the conversation. Now, look, I don't make these stories up, okay? So let's get that out of the way. I don't make these stories up. And you can go find them. We put links up later on the story. I just don't want you getting over there and reading them before I get to them and all that other fun stuff. And I try to give you information. I don't even try to sway you. Usually I'm not trying to sway you one way or the other. I always ask you, what do you think of that? Does that make sense to you? So I've been given so much information. You guys have sent me so many good stories. Somebody sent me a comment that said that Ted Cruz made a huge announcement this week that said if he wins Nebraska, he'll restart his campaign. Yeah, you know, why bother? You got nothing. Why bother? And by the way, the loving and open... Yeah, I know I'll get hate mail for this one. the loving and open... Muslim society, and I'm not saying all, but you know, a new Muslim mayor of London was elected recently. And he warned us, what's the first thing you do? Let's not talk about getting together, pulling it together, all being part of one big happy family. No, what does he do? He recently... And he has some radical ties. They've been able to lock him into some radical ties. Now he's making a strange threat to Donald Trump while claiming and basically justifying that Muslims will attack America if Trump doesn't let them in. Now, the new Muslim mayor of London. Now, don't really. So this is what he's supposed to do, right? These guys are supposed to get involved in other people's elections. I mean, didn't he just get mad about President Obama coming over there and doing the same thing? So the new Muslim mayor of London has issued a warning to Donald Trump, moderate your stance on Muslims or they will launch more attacks against America. Trump recently praised Sadiq Khan for winning London's mayoral race and said he would be willing to create an exception in his policy restricting Muslim entry into the United States in order to allow Khan to visit. But in a statement Tuesday, Khan dismissed Trump's invitation, also denounced his views on Islam as ignorant, suggesting Trump... See, the views weren't on Islam, so this is, and you're buying this. Why are you people buying this? So the views on Islam are not ignorant because there were no views on Islam. This is you guys playing the game again. What he said was the refugees... There's a bunch of refugees coming in that belong to ISIS. There's ISIS soldiers in with the refugees. We've proved that. It has happened over and over and over again in Europe. Not brain surgery. It's happened. Okay, isn't it really... Let's deal with a couple of things. This is backwards for a couple of reasons. Number one, it isn't really a good look to be issuing threats of warnings to the United States immediately after you're elected. Mayor of London. Why don't you worry about your own country that's falling apart, your own violence that's going on in your streets, before you worry about what's going on in America here? Don't you think you ought to get it together first? Number two, the logic makes no sense. He's basically saying that if you don't do what Muslims want you to do, then they're going to attack your country. Isn't that what we've been screaming they're going to do? Thanks for backing that up for us. You know, I recently was the MC at a prayer breakfast in the area that I live in. And the keynote speaker was William Federer. And William's written 22 books on American history. Things about America, American history, how our founding fathers thought, that kind of stuff, right? He wrote one book on the history of Islam. Now, the book isn't what I view Islam to be. The book isn't my thoughts on Islam. The book was the history of Islam. And they went crazy. How could you bring an Islamophobic in? He wrote a book on the history of Islam. How does that make him Islamophobic? So if I read the origins of Islam out of the Bible, out of the Old Testament, right? Does that make me Islamophobic? You guys do this to us all the time. We read scriptures about homosexuality out of the Bible, makes us homophobic. And then you want to throw into our faces, well, God allowed you to have slaves. Well, not really. And I'm tired of doing your homework for you. You're going to do your own homework. You check it out. You find out what I was talking about. Apparently he's written several books. But neither here nor there. The bottom line with it is the majority of his books, 95% of his books, were about American history. And they couldn't focus on any of those. Because they got to go right to the worst thing they can get their hands on. Because that one nasty thing that somebody does, or the one thing that somebody does that they don't agree with, or they find offensive, that wipes out everything that somebody's done, except if you're on their side. Except if you're a progressive Democrat. Then you have ongoing fluid forgiveness. Right? So anyway, I'll get back to this guy. I'm just waiting for it to happen to me now. So he's basically saying the Muslims will commit violence on America because Trump, they don't like the way Trump thinks about them. What about that whole religion of peace thing? What happened to that? I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more of this tomfoolery after the break. Seriously.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat, even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800- 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Mm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
I say this calls for action, and now, nip it in the bud.
Hey, man, I don't feel like going to school no more. Me neither. Yeah, there you go. Go ahead, Daddy-o. Yeah. I ain't going to school.
I'm not going to school. I'm done with the school thing. Although I've got lots of learning to do. Always. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I appreciate the time you spent with me. On the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Again, really. Always appreciative of the time you spent with me in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and even asking me questions. While you know my lips are moving on the air. I do get the biggest kick out of that, I got to tell you. Anyhow, again, always a pleasure to have you with me. All right, let me get some of you parents of younger kids or grandchildren. Let's get you crazy. I love doing it, right? I actually enjoy it very much. Anyway, always a pleasure. Like I said, parents are outraged after a teacher forces second graders to stick their heads in a bucket of liquid. But I ain't giving it away yet. You know why? Because if I do, you're gonna gross out and not come back. So in King Williams, Virginia, Sean Martin is fuming after he learned his son's second grade teacher forced a boy and others in his class to stick their head in a toy bucket with urine in it. That's right. Martin told the local news source his son came home from Cool Springs, a primary school, at the end of April, complaining that he had a bad day. I said to the boy, you're an eight-year-old. You're in the second grade. How bad could your day really be? Well, apparently it was pretty bad. The boy told his father someone peed into a toy bucket, and his teacher launched a disgusting investigation. She made every male student, no equality there, huh? She made every male student in there stick their head in the bucket, smell the urine, and give their opinion from the smell of the urine. Which child urinated in the bucket? My wife will tell you that I am the king of all noses. I can pretty much smell anything. And most of the time, I can pretty much figure out what that smell is as well. Okay? However, how can you tell by the smell of urine who it belongs to? School officials sent a letter to parents warning them that their child was exposed to bodily fluids. Didn't tell them which ones or anything like that, right? During the inside recess, some students handled classroom objects that had unknowingly been exposed to urine. Upon informing staff member students who, listen, what they told them. Listen, this is why I tell you, look, I'm on a board of education. I'm not telling you not to trust anybody. But, you know, when it comes to your kids, you're responsible for your children. Those teachers only have them for a year. The school district has them for a few years. You make sure your kids are being treated right. You make sure your kids are getting the education they need to get. And if they're not, you go to the board. You make the noise you need to make. You make sure people are paying attention. Because if they're doing it to your child, they're doing it to a whole bunch of others. I know, you know, I'm not a village person, but we do need to watch out for others as well. So the note said, the note said that during inside recess, some students handled classroom objects that had unknowingly been exposed to urine. That's a lie. Think about it. That's a lie. The teacher said there was urine in the thing. Stick your head in there. Smell it. Tell me who it belongs to. That's a lie. That administrator should be fired. The teacher should be fired. Upon informing a staff member, students who handled the classroom objects were directed to wash their hands after the exposure. Although the health risk is minimal, it is our priority to ensure parents are informed, even if we have to lie to them. No, that's me. The statement did not detail the allegations that the teacher, a 26-year teaching veteran, forced students to stick their heads in the urine bucket. After Martin filed a formal complaint against the teacher for unprofessional conduct, another district letter addressed to him confirmed that the boy's teacher, Pamela Franklin, remains in the classroom. Though officials claim appropriate action has been taken to ensure that such conduct does not repeat itself. Seriously. These are our children. Seriously. You know, do I want to ruin somebody's career over a one-time issue? I doubt this is a one-time issue. And this isn't just a minor one-time issue. This is a major deal, people. All right. Martin said, I don't think anything is appropriate, short of termination. The lady was in there teaching my son today. I don't understand how the administration lets her come back to direct those kids. They want to sweep it under the rug like it never happened, Martin added. That's just not acceptable. No, they need to go over there. You parents, right? I'm sorry. I'm going to get on you. Get off your butts. Come home from work early. Get to the school board meeting. Picket the school. Picket the school board. This isn't some of the other egregious things that have happened in classrooms, you know, where they're singing Hail to Obama, right? This is not what we're talking about here. This is urine from another human being that your kids were made to stick their face in the bucket and smell it. All right? And I love this. Let me say something to you. You're not a hero if you're a Facebook warrior. You're not even a warrior. Okay? You're a glorified troller if you're writing on Facebook to complain about something a teacher did. Get off your butt. Get off your computer. Go down to the school. You want to start a Facebook page and name it all the parents in that area to go down to school, then do it.
Now, virtually everyone who commented on the situation agreed with Martin. She needs to go. She needs to be fired. She needs to be taken out of the classroom. Why is it that they fire cafeteria workers for giving a child a sandwich? You know, that was it. Remember, the cafeteria worker got fired because she gave a kid who had no money lunch. I mean, I would have done the same thing. Almost everybody listening to the show would have done the same thing if a kid had no food, no lunch. Right? You would have bought him a sandwich. You would have done something to make sure he or she had something to eat. They fired that worker because it was against school rules. But you keep a teacher who makes the kids put their head in a bucket of urine. There isn't enough crack on the planet for you to smoke to have that make sense. There isn't enough dope on the planet. You could lay in the middle of a 30-acre dope field on fire. You couldn't get high enough for that to make sense. Kathleen Hatton questioned on Facebook, I would be so on that school to fire that teacher so fast their heads would spin. It's disgusting. I mean, seriously, can you imagine? Let me ask you a question. Right? Let me ask you a question. Can you imagine if a parent did this to their kid? Three boys at home, somebody peed the bucket, and we found out a parent did this. What would happen to that parent? I'm Joe Messina, your host. You are listening to The Real Side. Always a pleasure. Go ahead and throw up. Come on back. I got a lot more of this stuff I want to talk about. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Hey, you've missed a healthcare deadline. You don't have any kind of healthcare. Don't worry about it. My friends at Liberty HealthShare have the answer. Now, Liberty HealthShare offers an affordable healthcare option that allows Americans to enroll any time of the year. If you've already enrolled but you don't like the plan you had shoved down your throat, you still have options. Liberty HealthShare gives control back to you. Americans can manage and direct their healthcare, yet still be in good standing with the Affordable Care Act. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates imposed on individuals for not having healthcare insurance. That gives you the freedom and control of your own insurance. Insurance choices. Liberty HealthShare plans allow members the ability to choose any doctor or hospital across the nation. Yes, it's your choice. Memberships for individuals, couples, and families, but not the dog. They offer a variety of options that best suit your medical needs. If you're a freedom-loving American like I am, looking for contract-free healthcare, then this is for you. For more information on how you can enroll any time of the year, call 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. You can even hop on therealside.com and find it there as well.
I'm Jesse Gonzalez, Vice President at Kmart. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States? Or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? But you can help. Join me in Kmart for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the marginalized fight premature birth and birth defects and improve the health of moms and babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
There is the theory of the Mobius, a twist in the fabric of space where time becomes a loop, from which there is no escape.
I'm enjoying the music too much. We'll have to do an all-night, 70s flashback. Although, I keep saying, I can't stand the 70s. I can't get that music out of my head. Maybe it's because I play it for bumper music. I am Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I appreciate the time you spent with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE. You didn't see the cup of coffee. Here, look. Take a look. See? But it's an old mug. I don't have a TRS mug because this is like a really big mug. 107 years ago, I actually worked in the broadcasting business as a traffic reporter. I'm not kidding. I'm serious. Someday, I'll pull them up and play little clips. They're only 2 minutes, so, and you'll get a kick out of it. And my introduction to radio was not an easy one, let me tell you what. Anyway, I am Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you on board. Appreciate the time you spent with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I don't even know where I was. I lost my mind. You send me, the thing about it is that you send me so many stories during the show, I can't keep up with them all. And because I don't know where I was, I'm just going to start somewhere else. How's that? Every year, every election year, one of my concerns, if you've ever listened to the show, is I worry about our military, our men and women that are fighting for our freedom. Actually, think about something. They're over there fighting for the freedom of other people to be able to vote for their government, to be able to get a government that'll take care of the people. So people can have the freedom to grow their businesses, to raise their kids the way they want to, and that kind of stuff. Right? To have the pseudo-American dream, if you would. But the big part of what they're doing is they're making sure that people get their rights to vote. They have the ability to choose who governs them. And over the last few election cycles, the presidential ones, our military have been, forgive me, they've been screwed. No, they really have. They've been screwed because the ballots don't get there in time. They're sent out 2 days before the election. There's no way to get those ballots to the Middle East, get them filled in and get them back here. All right? And then, not only that, sometimes they don't get back here at all. They get lost, conveniently. Now, part of the reason, I don't know if you know this, but the military overwhelmingly vote conservative. The military overwhelmingly vote Republican. All right? So, The The troops are voting this year. And the president, they've done some preliminary, and I wish they wouldn't have done this. If they did it, I wish they wouldn't have put it out there. So some of the preliminary voting is already out there. And they've talked to some of the our soldiers to find out where they're at. So despite concerns from many retired military leaders and foreign policy experts over his America First policy or philosophy, the de facto GOP nominee Donald Trump is a favorite choice of most of America's active duty men and women. So they're liking what they're hearing from him. And I don't blame them, because if you think about it, they know that the Dems hate the military. You know, if you want to go back and check out my website, I did a story on how the presidential, you know, when Dems take power, when Dems become presidents, one of the first thing they take the red pen to is the military. Now, the guy that's in office right now, he's gone to the nth degree with them. What he's done to these men and women, it's just totally berated them. He just totally tore them down to make them feel, you know, the morale in the military right now is at the lowest it's been in years. Decades, I should say. I shouldn't say years. Decades. Now, the informal survey, which was released on Monday by the Military Times, found that 54% of active duty troops and reservists and National Guardsmen would vote for Trump in a head-to-head matchup against Hillary Clinton. Another 25% would vote for Clinton, while 21% would abstain from voting in November if they were the candidates. All right. When they polled 1,000, yeah, when they polled 1,000 and they matched Donald to Hillary, Donald Trump got 54%, Hillary got 25%. When they matched him up against Bernie Sanders, Donald Trump got 51, Sanders got 38, which is really interesting for the military to want to vote for Sanders like that. Trump also managed to win over the majority of active duty soldiers in a hypothetical head-to-head matchup against all of them. Now, let me see. Military Times presidential preference results in March of 2016. Hillary Clinton, yeah, back in March, Hillary Clinton took 11% of the vote. Bernie Sanders took 21, Ted Cruz 16. Kasich took 7, Rubio took 9, and Mr. Trump took almost 27%. So he's been in the lead with the military all along. Now, although they generally support the billionaire businessman, the Times survey did find that America's armed forces are largely apathetic towards all the other remaining presidential candidates running for office. Now, among the anecdotal comments provided by the respondents about the race for the White House were as follows. Weakest field in my adult life. Amen, I agree with him. Always has been. Again, the two guys that I really liked didn't make it. Absolutely disgusted by the election cycle. It's a lose-lose situation no matter what. They all suck. Now, this is from the military. I am not going to filter their words. Army Captain Christian Pardo, a survey participant who said he wouldn't vote for any of the remaining candidates running for president. He said the candidates leftists don't understand the military. The military perspective on some of their policies are just so far out there. Added Air Force First Lieutenant Tyler Livingston. He said he'll probably stay home if the race comes down to Trump and Clinton. I really don't understand how a better candidate didn't jump into the race. I was hoping we would see somebody else. But with all due respect to the Air Force Lieutenant, first of all, why would anybody want to run for office? I've run for office. I'm in office. It's terrible. Not being in, don't get me wrong, being in office is not terrible. But what you people do to us is terrible. I get accosted at the grocery store, at the gas stations, right? Some of the stuff that we vote on, we don't even have, we're just rubber stamping. People don't really realize that. So it's not what you think it is. But you run for some people, not all, some, they run for office because they, for me, when it comes to education, I'm not good at the quote unquote, you know, education law, the education, hardcore education part of it. But what I do really love is career tech ed. I think our children, our kids, we need to help them find their passion. I don't care if it's carpentry, electrical. You know, my oldest son was culinary. I believe it saved his life. That's what I believe. Okay, my youngest son was working with his hands, you know, doing construction type work. Love that kind of work. Loves it. Not loved, loves it. Right? My oldest daughter, she loves, God, I get this wrong. She's going to hear it. Let me have it, right? After all these years, you still don't know what I do? No, actually, I don't. Athletic training, right? But it's the medicine portion. So it's great for her. I mean, I love it. I love the fact that these kids found their passion, and they're headed down that road, and they're doing what they love to do, because that's what makes you good at what you do. That's what makes you want to go to work. That's what makes you want to help others, when you love what you're doing. So when I saw that the career tech ed was going away in the area that I was in, when I saw that it just wasn't doing what it should be doing, I decided that you know, somebody's got to step in there. Because, yeah, the little guy that doesn't have a clue, which is me, because I don't know a lot about education, the academic part of the world, I do know about career tech ed, and I've been able to make a difference. I'm actually, for the first time in my life, I'm actually pretty proud of my accomplishment when it comes to that kind of stuff, because I didn't give up, and I kept at it. I wouldn't stop. I was like a bulldog with a bone and finally making some headway. I tell people dealing with education, working through education, is like trying to walk through knee-high molasses in the wintertime. Now, some of you who have two brain cells to rub together will get that. It's tough, and it's slow, and it makes my wife will tell you, I love it. I love to see things come together. This is, it's like giving birth for 4 years. I realize giving birth is a whole different animal, but you know what I'm saying. I'm trying to paint a picture for you here. All right, we're going to come back to the trigger warnings over at UMass Amherst. I didn't want to do this, but I'm going to do it. I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you aboard. You're listening on GCN Live. Don't go far. Got a lot more coming up.
Suffering from illness or disease?
Frequently in pain?
Overstressed?
Always tired?
The solution is to oxygenate your cells, because
disease cannot survive in an oxygen-rich environment.
Introducing Vital Ion, the first mineralized edible oxygen in the world. Go to toolsforfreedom.com and get the Miracle of Oxygenation DVD free with any Vital Ion purchase. Call 800-770-8802. That's 800-770-8802. Let Vital Ion edible oxygen be your daily fountain of youth.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. MiniCPAP.com now offers a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's called the Transcend Mini CPAP, and right now you can try it risk-free for 10 days by calling 1-800-945-9289. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. Call MiniCPAP.com now for your 10-day at-home trial. 1-800-945-9289. That's 1-800-945-9289.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
You want answers.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
We are back. Hopefully you are too. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you on board. We appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And do, seriously, do be involved in the conversation. I don't care whether you do it by text, tweeting, send me an email, joe@therealside.com. Just really, seriously. If you're not involved in the conversation, then you don't really hear both sides of the discussion. And I love, you know, I got an opportunity to interview with a local podcast person who was very liberal and decided that that I needed to be interviewed because he couldn't believe that my persona was real, that I really held the values that I held. And how I separated my Christian values from the ones that I have on the school board. And I don't separate the values. I just understand what the law is. It's really that simple for me. You know, my values are my values. They are who I am. I don't change those. Especially if they're biblically based. I can't change the Bible, so I'm sure as heck not going to change the values I have that are based on the Bible. So anyhow, I mean, it's just, you got to check it out. There's one in particular I'm very proud of, because I have this conversation with you guys on a regular basis, right? excuse me. Anyway, you gotta. It's just amazing how you know when you nail somebody, and I didn't do it on purpose. You know, I'm on the show. I have to do it all the time, right? And the, I don't know. I don't want to get into it now, because then I end up spending the last segment on him, and I don't want to. But the bottom line with it is this. I was able to nail this person a couple of times on abortion, on God, on the Bible, because they claimed to be a religious and godly person that believed in Christ but didn't believe the Bible, which got my head spinning like you saw an Exorcist, right? Smoke coming out of my ears, whole nine yards. It's just the logic. You think about that. Whether you're religious or not, you think about that. The only place Christ is really talked about, preached, is in the Bible, yet he didn't believe the Bible. And when I asked him after he told me he was a Christian, in hearing about Christ in the Bible, so if it's all a fairy tale, then Christ is a fairy tale, right? And he didn't know where to go with it. He then changed the conversation. All right, so let's get on with it. I will play bits and pieces of this because I haven't. Mr. Bordoff, please keep your finger very close to the button, because I know where the swear words are, and I'm going to try to grab them, but I can't guarantee it. I've done my best. All right? So at UMass, there was an event where, let me see, what's the name? What's the name of this event? Let's see if I can get this. Come on, I just had this in front of me. That's why I hate computers. Oh, it was the event was known as the Triggering. Think about that, all right? Right away, you already know going into it what it's going to be about, okay? It's called the Triggering. And it was the University of Amherst, right, one of the most liberal schools in Massachusetts, or probably even in the East Coast. And it was held on April 25th. Milo Yiannopoulos, Steve Crowder, and Krista Hoff Summers faced an onslaught of screaming social justice warriors when they arrived at UMass Amherst for a panel discussion about political correctness. So they're going to discuss political correctness. So what are these social justice warriors, what are they afraid of? I'm just curious. I mean, are they afraid of conversation? Are they afraid they might hear something that might change their way of thinking? Or they might hear something that might offend them because I think differently? Do they realize that freedom of speech and freedom of religion and all these freedoms that they're trying to squelch is the only reason they're able to scream out at an event like that, and even so, they really shouldn't be? That because they think their freedom of speech is worth more or more valuable than the people there? I mean, it's just out of their minds. So two explosive viral videos. One of them was with Steven Crowder, who absolutely hammered the crowd for their behavior. Now, the woman in the video, one of the women, well, the woman in the video, she's in the middle of a crowd. And she's screaming. Not just obscenities, but at one point, you know, she's screaming for them to shut up, to go away. They didn't ask for them. The video was shot by a Mount Holyoke College student journalist, Casey Dillon. It's got over 2 million views on it already. And you can see the nut job. Yes, I'll call her a nut job. Who they've dubbed Triggly Puff. Triggly Puff by dozens of the internet who have lined up to mock her. Her actual name is Coral Siegel. She's a Hampshire College student who also teaches a class on body positivity. Now, if you look at her, she looked like she dived into a pile of used clothes, actually used dirty clothes, threw her head up in a bun, or her hair up in a bun, not her head, and then went to the class. So I don't know how she teaches class on body positivity. Now that she's become the perfect 5-second encapsulation of everything wrong with social justice warriors, she wants it taken down. She demands it taken down. And she wants disciplinary action taken against Casey Dillon because Dillon has decided that cyberbullying is okay. So it's cyberbullying. Even though she was there yelling, see how confused these young people are? And you've done it to them. You parents, you've done it to them. You've taught them they're the greatest things since sliced bread. Listen, I used to tell my kids, this doesn't sound right when it first comes out, but they got it. They knew what I was saying. You're nothing special. Now, you might be special to me and your mom. Okay? Not perfect, but special. But you ain't special to anybody else. That teacher's got 30 other special kids in the class? Really? So you've just got to try hard. You've got to do your work. You're not going to get any freebies because you're special to me and your mom. So we never taught them, or I never taught my kids they were all that. That the mountains were going to move just for them. You had to work at it. You have to do the right thing. Now, let me see if I can. I want to play some of the screaming on the front end. Let's see if I can do this without getting in trouble. Come on, seriously? Don't you love? Hey, let's see. I hate computers. I'm telling you. All right, let's see if we can get this rolling. There you go. Okay, Mr. Bordop, just please have your finger close to the delay. I don't want any troubles. Okay, thank you.
This movement will be a noble and valiant, courageous movement. There are certain schools of thought that are somewhat unwholesome. Right, Milo?
No, I meant it was canceled.
Now, you already hear her. She's that shrill voice in the background that you hear. Okay, now she's starting to scream. She is doing nothing but swearing at them at this point. All right, I've lowered it for the second to help out here.
Our contemporary third wave campus feminism is not cancer, but madness. Utter madness.
Here's somebody. Now they're not forced to go to this. They don't have to be there. But they're going to this to hear these people speak. But not because they want to learn anything. Not because they might get a different point of view. Or as I tell you on this show, listen to the point of view you don't agree with, so you have ammunition to fight back with, to speak back with. That's why I tell you to listen. But anyway, so this goes on for 4 minutes. And finally, they go to they. I don't think they were meant to start off this way, but they get Steven Crowder up there. Let's see if I can at least get. Nah, I'm not going to be able to do it. Ha ha ha. We'll have to do it tomorrow night, or I'll have to post it up there. But Steven Crowder takes them to task, and he lets them know how acidine, how stupid. I'll tell you what. I promise, if you come back tomorrow night, I will play this as the opening to the show tomorrow night, because you got to hear this. And it's something that the lines, the comments, the mindset, you can use it. It will work for you as well. Hey, my name is Joe Messina. If you just tuned in, I appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Let your friends, loved ones, unloved ones know about the show. I really do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, being part of the conversation. Send me emails later. Love it if you send them during the show. We are here all week. Hopefully you will be too. You've been listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Have a great rest of the night.